While Padre Pio is known for the many miracles that occurred through his intercession, have you ever wondered about the times when a miracle did not happen? In this story, we'll explore how Padre Pio explained these situations and what we can learn from them. So stay tuned to hear the story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. In the late 1950s, Titina De Filippo, a well-known Neapolitan actress, visited San Giovanni Rotondo and asked Father Pellegrino to introduce her to Padre Pio. Titina was not feeling well and wanted Padre Pio to pray for her and give her a blessing. Father Pellegrino, who had a passion for Neapolitan comedy, was delighted to help and asked Padre Pio if he could come down to the cloister to meet Titina. Upon receiving Father Pellegrino's request, Padre Pio noticed the warmth and genuine interest with which it was presented. He agreed to meet with Titina, stating that he was always willing to share the sufferings that unite men, but never those that separate them. When Padre Pio met Titina, he observed her with a gentle, calm, and firm gaze, as if he were in the presence of an old friend. He offered her a reassuring smile, a gift that Father Pellegrino believed would increase her happiness and faith. Titina was deeply moved by Padre Pio's kindness and changed her sad expression to a smiling one. In response to her prayer request, Padre Pio told her that she can count on all his prayers. He placed his gloved hand on her head, and Titina was happy to entrust her soul to these hands. Later, feeling that the encounter was too brief, Titina reached out with imploring and affectionate hands to kiss Padre Pio's hand. He allowed her to do so many times, as if the two were bidding each other a final farewell. As he walked away, Padre Pio blessed Titina again and turned 3 times to wave goodbye with his hand and a smile. When he was alone with Father Pellegrino, he wiped a trickle of blood that was coming out from under his glove along his left index finger with a blue handkerchief, and prayed a moving prayer. "I am not rebelling, Lord, but you also need to agree that it is too bitter not to be able to show with actions to a poor sick person the feeling of generosity that you yourself placed in my heart. Certainly, I cannot give anything to anyone if I don't receive it from you first, and this situation, whether out of love or obligation, I accept with humility. But you make me suffer, not because you do not give me, but because you do not allow me to offer something to you or to others. However, your will be done, Lord." Father Pellegrino understood that for Titina, Padre Pio could not take the cure from God's hands, and he grumbled, almost protesting. Padre Pio calmly but also severely replied, "One cannot force God's will beyond certain limits. The graces are not mine to give, for I am not even a saint. For her, as for others, I offer to God all the pains of my life, without any reservation. What more can I do?" Padre Pio's response did not satisfy Father Pellegrino, who continued to plead for Titina's healing. Admitting and reaffirming that he felt a great sympathy for Titina, Padre Pio suggested, "It would be better for you to go beyond the feelings of sympathy, to see in her the millions of sufferers spread around the world. Love does not diminish, but grows and is perfected in this way." Several years later, in 1963, Father Pellegrino received the sad news of Titina's death. When he communicated it to Padre Pio, he said that at the first opportunity, he would place a flower, picked from the convent's garden, on her grave. Padre Pio was moved and said, "The flower on that tomb has already bloomed. Before that, pray a mass for her." Father Pellegrino replied that he had already prayed the mass, to which Padre Pio responded, "Good. If you really want to visit that grave, then take at least 2 flowers, one for you and one for me." The story of Padre Pio and Titina serves as a reminder that even when we fervently pray for something, it may not be in accordance with God's will. In life, many people face difficulties, and sometimes they may feel that their prayers are not being heard or answered. This can be a discouraging experience, and can lead some to stop praying altogether. But when we pray, we should remember that God can answer our petitions in three ways. Sometimes God will give us exactly what we ask for, if it is in accordance with His will and therefore for our good. Other times, God may say no to our requests, either because what we ask for is not in our best interest or because it's not in accordance with His will. Finally, sometimes God may ask us to wait for His answer, either because we are not yet ready to receive what we are asking for, or because it's not yet the right time for us to receive it. In these cases, we are called to trust in God's timing and continue to pray and seek His will. The Catechism teaches that we should not be concerned about God not hearing our prayers, for our Father knows what we need even before we ask Him. God wants us to pray so that we may be prepared for what He will give us, to be prepared for what He wants, and what He wants is in our best interest. It's important to understand that God is not Santa Claus, who will give us all we want because we have been nice for a year. Rather, He's a loving Father who desires our ultimate happiness and eternal salvation. God's wish for us is to reach heaven, so reaching heaven is therefore our main goal in life, even if it means sacrificing our own desires. So let's continue to offer God our petitions and intercessions, but with an openness to bend our will towards God's plan. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. Don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.